Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. I'm going to be chatting with you all about how to do an SEO audit on your website and what one is and why it's important. And wherever you're at in your website marketing journey, whether you're building a website at the moment, and you think, well, I'm not live yet, so it doesn't matter. SEO doesn't matter right now. Or whether you've just recently gone live and you think, well, it takes ages to get traffic from search engines. SEO doesn't matter right now. Or whether you're quite far down the road after being live with your website for a while and you think, well, you know, I can't compete with people who are already ranking for like keywords and key phrases that I could only dream of ranking for, then let me tell you this, right, is this episode is right up your street. You're going to learn a lot about why SEO is so important no matter where you're at. And even if you think you can't win at being found by search engines, I'm here to say that there's always time. There's always a chance to turn around the fortunes of where your website's at right now. And in order to do that, you need to do an audit first. You need to benchmark and know where you're at. So this episode is for everyone, no matter what stage you're at right now. I try not to make things too technical, but rest assured that there'll be a full blog post and show notes accompanying this one, so you can go off and start your own SEO audits after you've listened. I will see you in a sec for the episode. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. Hi there, welcome to this episode. I'm going to be talking all about search engine optimization, or SEO, as we like to call it, and in particular, how to do a site audit. Site audits basically are like reports or outputs of data that you can put together to find out why, you know, why your site might not be ranking, right, for particular keywords or key phrases, and get insights and clues in the data as to what you could do to improve your website's positioning in search with Google mostly, right? Because when we're talking about search engines, we mostly mean Google. Clients come to me all the time to do SEO audits. I highly recommend sitting down and doing an audit of your website at least once a quarter, so once every few months. You don't need any technical experience to do an SEO audit. You do need a rough idea of what you're prepared to do once you see the outcomes, and a rough idea of the things to look out for. And that's what I'm going to give you in this episode. I'm going to outline the tools and how to read the data from those tools, essentially. But a lot of search engine optimization is common sense, right? Because if you think about how Google works, right, it crawls your site like a librarian. Yeah, its bots scan every single page on your website. It makes a map of how those pages link together, and then it creates a mini database, an index of the content that appears on each of those pages, and then it evaluates each of those pages for the keywords that it thinks it should rank you for. And if you're missing links, if the pages don't work very well together, link very well together, if there's no keywords related to research that someone's doing on your pages, and you know, Google's not going to consider showing that page in search result pages. So the kind of more data that you can put in the back end of your site, the more content you can put on the front of your site, on your pages, the more links you can build on your site from one page to another, the more links you can provide externally, outwardly to other websites, and the more links you can get back, the better you're going to rank. How soon? We don't know. But if you can play the game of just making sure that you've just got as much information back end, front end, and you've got those links right, you know, you can be in the game to rank for a particular keyword or key phrase that you'd like to rank for. SEMrush is a really good industry tool, and they define an SEO audit as the process of identifying issues that could prevent your site from ranking on Google and other search engines, which I really love. It's a process for sure. And when clients come to me, they often want a report as well. And they want a goal. They want to know, what things can I do to my website to make it appear better in search? My tool of choice that I use is a tool called ahrefs.com. I'll put the link to it in the show notes for you guys, of course. I also use a few other tools that I'll explain a little bit more about in a bit. And I'll work through and run a report from each of those tools, output the data, look at the data, and then try and make some conclusions from the data that I'm looking at. An SEO audit can be as comprehensive or as light as you like, but I've found that the more comprehensive you can make it, like the more data that you have, the better you can tell why your site might not be ranking as highly as you'd like for certain keywords or key phrases. So if you're listening to this and thinking, well, yeah, Vicky, this is all very well, but, you know, it's just adding to things that I've got to do. But let me tell you, right, SEO audits can reveal things that you might not pick up on just by going to Google your site and looking to see how your site's showing in Google. You might find gaps in the kind of on-site SEO that you've been doing to your website, you know, stuff like making sure there's links on your site, making sure you've got meta descriptions on every page, that you've got a page title set for every page. But you could have been really meticulous when you built your website, but as things have gone on and your website's been live for a while, you've got a little bit slack remembering to add those alt tags to images or remembering to add that meta description. It's easily done. I've just recently done a site audit of my own website and can see gaps in some of the basic stuff. It just happens. That's why we do SEO audits, to just let us know where those gaps are. You could discover some more fundamental issues, though, like if Google's not crawling your site at all. Like if there's a really big, deeper issue, perhaps your site's blocked. Like blocking search engines like Google from crawling it. Perhaps a particular page has a broken link and you didn't realize. Perhaps there is a site linking to you, like a toxic link that could be pulling your domain ranking down. Again, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to know this without using some third-party tools and actually outputting data from those tools and looking at the data. On a lighter note, doing an SEO audit can highlight issues with site speed as well, and user experience. And it can also just highlight potential opportunities for creating content that you might not have realized as well. So the tools that you'll need to carry out an audit won't cost you anything. Google Analytics is the first one I highly recommend. If you don't have Google Analytics installed on your website, do it. It's a free tool and it allows you to track the behavior of users moving around your website. But you can also track where your users have come from, to a degree, like there's a margin of error. in Google Analytics. Like, Google can't possibly know where all your traffic's come from, especially if it's come from behind a password protect. However, it can tell you and will tell you if those users have come from search engines. Super useful, because you can get a sense of if you're getting a lot of search traffic. It's free to set up with Google Analytics. All you'll need to do is install a plugin or an app on your website, or take the code that they give you and install it onto your website. And I'll put some resources for how to do that into the show notes. Google Analytics helps me understand the behavior of how people are moving around the site. So if I can see users have come from search engines, I can see the quality of their journey around the site and get a sense of if they're coming from search engines and bouncing away really quickly or dropping off really quickly. Because that could, you know, if they're having a bad user experience, that could hamper the chances of ranking highly, because Google will get a sense of a user having a bad experience by looking at the same data and not show our sites to users if that's the case. So it gives you an opportunity to improve the user experience. You can also see the page load times in Google Analytics as well. And once again, get a sense of if there are particular pages that are taking ages to load, because users don't like that. And if users don't like that, Google doesn't like it as well. The second tool I highly recommend is the Google Search Console. Again, it's free. You can set up with an account and authorize it using your Google Analytics account. And if you don't have that, you can just, again, verify the ownership of your website by just adding a bit of meta code to your website's header. Now, the Google Search Console will tell you how your site ranks in the Google search in particular. So it moves away from your website and actually looks at how your website behaves on Google itself, the actual search engine. So you can see what keywords mostly bring people to your website. You can see what keywords you mostly rank for. You can see what keywords people are clicking on when you show in search results. And you can see if there's any errors that Google has when crawling your site. It will also show you if there's any issues with the mobile view of your website, the mobile version, because again, Google won't show your desktop site first in search results. It will look at how your mobile site performs first. It's mobile first. It'll also show you if there's bigger errors, if it can't crawl your website. And it's the quickest way to submit your site to Google via the Search Console if you want to get your site crawled quickly, have it moved up the queue, if you like, for Google to come and index it. I also recommend utilizing Google's PageSpeed Insights tool, a developer tool. Which, you can see this within Google Analytics, but it's a separate tool that will show you how your site or particular pages on your site score from a kind of page load point of view. And again, the faster your site is, the more likely you are to rank, because Google does not like showing slow sites to its users. Up until recently, I wouldn't have recommended this, but I also can now recommend to you guys the ahrefs.com site audit tool. Now, I'm not affiliated with them or anything like that. I've been using ahrefs.com for my own client site audits for, about a year and a half now. And I haven't really been able to recommend it as a tool in the past because it's too expensive. You know, for people in the Supercharger website membership, it costs £100 a month or something for the kind of basic plan. And that's just definitely not the ethos for, being in the membership. It's spending lots of money on SEO tools, because most of the people in the Supercharger website membership are just getting started. You know, they want to do the basics. They have offered like a free trial, well, not a free trial, a very cheap paid trial, like a 7-day trial for like $7 or something like that. But again, I've not really been able to recommend that in the past, because 7 days is just not enough to get your head around an SEO tool, not at all. And you know, like, there's just been better ways to talk the members in the Supercharger website membership through how to do an SEO audit. But quite recently, Ahrefs have decided to make their site audit tool free. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's great news for you guys and for people in my Supercharger website membership. You can just sign up, set up your account details and all of that, add your site and verify your domain. And again, you can verify your domain by adding a little bit of like meta code to your website, or verifying it with the Google Search Console, actually. And once you've set up an account with Ahrefs, you can literally like run a site audit like they have within their platform, site audit, and you can set up a new project in there. Click the off you go button, and then within, I mean, it can take 10 minutes, it can take 24 hours, right? But I would say walk away for a day and come back, and you'll be able to see a report that will give you some top level indications as to how your site performs. It's a really good tool. It's got a really good database attached to it that benchmarks sites and kind of gives you a kind of domain ranking score. I believe in the dashboard, when you get the report, it will give you a health score from 0 to 100. And ideally, you want to try and get a site health score as close to 100 as possible. And Ahrefs will crawl every single page of your site, every image, all of your site maps, and it will judge your site in that health score by whether you've got all your on-site data sorted, like the page titles, meta descriptions, alt tags, things like that. It will look and see how your pages are structured, and how your sitemap is structured, and how they sit all together, whether you've got any duplicate pages, whether you've got a secure site or not, like whether your site's got a SSL certificate. You know, like in the address bar, you can see whether it says HTTP or HTTPS, and whether there's like a little padlock in the address bar. It will determine that for you as well. It will also look and see how many words you've got on a page, whether you've got pages with no links on them, like what we call like an orphan page, whether you have a page that has been set in the back end of your website in something called a robot text file to not be crawled. And you might not have known that. So it can do all of those things for you and give you a good starting point to understand things that you could do to your website to improve it for search. And when you get the report, up in the top right hand of the dashboard will be like a kind of a red errors section. So if there's any errors on your site, they'll be listed out in an issues section there that you can then click and investigate. And some of the things you're not going to understand, right? Which is totally fine. And actually, some of the things are things that you probably might not have to deal with. For example, right, I've just done a site audit on my membership site recently. I mean, I don't want my membership site to rank in search, but I thought it would be good to just do a quick site audit, have a look. And it says there's an error because there's a redirect on. So basically, when people log into the membership, they stay logged in. And if you're not logged in, and you try and access like some of the pages within the membership, you'll just get redirected back to the login page. Now, Ahrefs and Google, for example, would think, oh, there's something really wrong with your site because you keep redirecting us. But that's actually the behavior that I want, right? So it would come up and say that's an error, but actually it wouldn't be. What I would recommend you do when you're looking at a report like this is try and pull out like the following things, right? Is your site secure, right? So have you got the HTTPS address, right? Have you got the padlock? Are there any like errors in crawling any of the pages on your site, right? How many pages were crawled in total with the audit? Are you aware that you had that many pages? Are there pages that were crawled in the list that you can see that perhaps you don't think should be live anymore or should show in search engine results anymore? Have you got any pages where there's no links on them or broken links, God forbid? Broken links are going to come up as big errors, right? Because broken links take users to dead ends, and Google does not like showing sites to people that have dead ends. It suggests that the site's really out of date. It suggests that the site's broken, and Google would rather show a site that has healthy links that take people somewhere rather than broken links, essentially. Look out for the meta description tag missing or empty field as well, because even though meta descriptions don't necessarily count that much towards your overall scoring with Google, they're still a really useful part of SEO. Like, if you don't know, meta descriptions are a little bit of text that appears under the title on a search engine results page. They're your way of being able to sell in and back up the page title that you've got above. And you shouldn't really have any missing. When you do, what happens is that Google just puts its own text in that it thinks should be there, and it usually pulls it from like the first paragraph that's on your page. So you've got a chance to like neaten that up and, you know, sell in to the user why they should click on that page title. So, you know, make sure that there's alt tags on all of your images as well, and that you've got links internally and externally and they're not broken. Don't lose any sleep, right? If you don't have like a really high score, like, I think the idea behind doing a site audit is first and foremost to see if there's any big issues, right? And if you do have really big issues, then there are kind of like tool tips on Ahrefs that will highlight potentially what you can do to resolve them. If there are really big issues, like for example, certain pages aren't being crawled, this is when you come out of this tool and you head over to the Google Search Console, right? Because in the Google Search Console, I can't even say it. And that's where you're going to see, right, if Google is penalizing you for any reason. Right. And within the Google Search Console itself, you should be able to see in the performance side of the site if there's any errors, and in the in the coverage side of the site as well. Errors will show up as red, and they will tell you mostly if there's broken links. And look, like, there's one thing that's going to pull down your domain ranking is broken links, right? Because like I said before, broken links show the site's old, unattended, out of date. And, you know, that's all, like, that's a recipe for Google not coming back to your site and showing your site to users. In that coverage section of the Google Search Console, you'll also find out if there's any kind of like warnings as well. And you should also be able to see as well in the Search Console, underneath coverage, I'm just checking it here as well, if there's any like links that are excluded from being crawled, and all of the links that have been crawled and are okay as well. So you can actually like come out of like a third-party tool like Ahrefs and go and see exactly from like Google itself what pages it's crawled and showing in search engine results as well. Another great thing about the Search Console is it can take your site audit to the next level, right? So using the mobile usability report within the Search Console, it's underneath the experience. You can actually see what Google thinks of your the mobile version of your site, and it analyzes it. Right? It analyzes how close all of your page elements are together, and it will give you some handy hints. Right, I'm just looking at a site audit here in Google Search Console under mobile usability, and we've got three errors on a particular client site here. One is like the clickable elements are too close together, the content's wider than the screen, and the text is too small to read. So I'm going to go away and like play around with those things on the pages that kind of Google's highlighted, and hopefully that will provide like a better user experience. Yes, Google is that intense about how it wants you to show your mobile site version to users. I say it as well recently, and I'm hoping this will show in most of your Google Search Console like dashboards, but there's a new section called Page Experience. Now you might not have enough data yet to kind of get anything meaningful, but that's a kind of new set of signals, I should say, that Google have rolled out last month that determines the usability of your website, like the actual page experience, right? And it will give you a guide as to whether like there's anything on your site that might seem annoying, right? With pop-ups being over buttons and things not being clickable. I haven't had enough data yet from the sites that I've been monitoring with Page Experience. But I'm hoping to like get a good report soon so I can kind of come back and report on Page Experience. I haven't noticed a pulling down in search rankings yet. And I think it's going to be a kind of a new update from Google that will take the summer to tell if it's going to have any impact on sites. But again, it's in here that you'll be able to see that useful data as opposed to using any other third party tool. Okay, so we've talked about Search Console, we've talked about mobile friendliness. I would also recommend going to check the site speed of all your pages as well. The slower your pages are, the less likely you are to be shown in search results. Google is obsessed with page speed, and especially page speed on mobile as well. So you should be doing an audit of the speed of all of the pages on your site as well, or going to Google Analytics and looking at the top, say, 10 visited pages on your site and looking at the site speed of those as well. That was a lot that I threw at you, right? And what I want to kind of end this episode on is asking you to like just take a step back, right, and not get overwhelmed when doing a site audit. Like pick 1 to 5 things to work on at once only, right? If you get a report and there's lots of things in there, go and do the things that you can have direct impact on. Okay, so if there's any broken links on your website, you can update those, right? Or you should be able to, whether you're using Wix, Shopify, Squarespace, WordPress. Right. If you don't have an SSL certificate, this is something you can go and talk to your host about. That's you WordPress people, everyone else, all the other platforms I talked about, you'll already have those. All of you listening can update the alt tags in the back of your images, your meta descriptions, your page titles. You can remove any duplicate content on your site. You can write more content for your pages if any of the audit tools come back and say you don't have enough. You can add links, you can update the links, right? So these are all things that are within your power for sure. And you know, if you are a little bit more along in your website build journey and you can address your mobile site and look at the design and review it and see if there's things that you can do to improve it. After seeing your performance in the Search Console, that will really help. That really will help. And then if you're able to work through the site speed, most of the time that's optimizing images, right? You could use a plugin like Smoosh if you're on WordPress that would compress your images, or you can compress your images off-site using tools like Canva to reduce the file size and help load help the load time of your page. It's well worth investigating how you can speed up your site by optimizing your images for sure. If you've got to the point where you think, I've done all the things I can do, then you're always welcome to book a power hour with me. You can find the link via my website, and I can help you with some of the more in-depth technical stuff that you could focus on to kind of help your website move up the rankings in search, and you know the kind of more technical things that potentially I could help out with would be, you know, things like duplicate pages and redirects, and 404 pages, and whether a page has got no follow or do follow links. If you see anything like that pop up in your site audit, come and chat to me about it. I'll be like delighted to help you out. Beyond that though, like beyond looking at all the on-site technical stuff, hopefully what doing a site audit should have done for you as a website owner is just kind of giving you a good idea of how many pages you've got on your site, how many images, whether the links are healthy. You just get a general sense of what your site looks like right now. We tend to forget, especially if we've just built them, or especially if they've been live for a while. We tend to forget pages that we've got on our site, or pages we've removed and a link's broken, or you know, things that we've done months ago that kind of have no relevance now and that get picked up by search. It should just give you a good rounded view of how your site is doing. And if you've kind of lacked in creating new content in a while, a site audit should give you a gentle kick up the bum to get writing again and start blogging again. And if you can see that you're not getting a lot of traffic from search, are you getting any backlinks or any people linking to you from their own websites? You could like tell that from your Google Analytics data. That might also give you a bit of a kick up the bum to go out and start reaching out to other websites to get your site link out there. Doing a site audit has a healthy knock-on effect to other areas of marketing, and it makes you aware of things that you need to do. I mean, just to kind of finish up in this episode, like my main aim in my membership and with my clients is to focus on three core areas, right, of SEO. Like the on-site health of your site, and that's what we've covered in this episode, is really important. But you need to write new content on an ongoing basis to help boost up your relevance and your newness with search engines like Google as well. And you need to get other sites to link back to you. And doing a site audit can show you the gaps that you've got with those other two areas for sure. And this is what tends to happen when I do a site audit with my clients, is I tend to see what they're lacking in terms of new content and content in general. And it's then we can start investigating what content does well for them, what keywords they're ranking well for, and then suggesting doubling down on those keywords or investigating keywords that are really similar and writing more content related to that keyword. or getting ideas for other sites that they could reach out to if we see, you know, that they're doing quite well for backlinks from like particular types of sites. It should inspire you when you see the gaps of the things that you need to do for sure. But just to repeat myself again, just take it easy, right? Just do 5 things max in your site audit. You're not meant to solve your entire SEO strategy in one session. It's like having an MOT on your car, right? It just gives you a chance to stop and have a look and fix things and just get a general like site health check on how your site is doing from an SEO point of view and give you a benchmark of what you need to do next. So I hope you have some fun with it. And of course, I would love it if you reached out to me as usual and let me know how you get on. All the links and things I've spoken about will be in the show notes and a separate blog post over on my website as well with screenshots of everything. So do check that out. And like I said, if you want to book me to do a site audit for you to help you understand your data, find me at heyvickyjakes.com and reach out. I'd be only too delighted to help out. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have some fun with this and you find some interesting insights that you didn't know about your site in search before. And I will see you in the next episode.